Gracious and Heavenly Father, we ask your blessing upon us this day as we go to your word, as your word leads, guides, and directs us. Help us to look at our lives through the wonderful good news of how you have saved us through your one and only Son. Help us to look at our lives in a way that we can embrace change. Change that is necessary for us to go forward by your love and your grace and your mercy. Be with us. Guide us. In your name we pray. Amen. Today I am beginning a 5-part series here at Trinity. It is on the realities that we must face as we deal with the challenges of moving forward here in the 21st century. We are going to be looking at a number of different, or 5 different realities that will be affecting us in our time of working together and as we move forward. And so today I want to look at the first of these, resistance or change. I've outlined the series in the newsletter. Next week we'll have a special service because it is Independence Day here in our country. And so our worship will focus on that. And then we will return to this series on July 11th. For this congregation, our first theme, resistance or change, took a twist last August. It left you with a variety of feelings. It also, as in these months, created some other feelings among some of you. Some of you would believe that we are just dragging our feet. We just need to move on. Some are still struggling with what took place and how are we to move on. There is the reality that some of the things that are a result of those times have to be addressed, be discussed among us as God's people in this place. We must lift it up before the Lord in prayer. And yes, together we must work through the power of the Word at work in each one of our lives and in our congregational life together. The 5 realities will pop up their head every now and then and challenge us. As the congregation looks back, deals with the present, and plans for a future. Most of us grew up in a time when we believed that our parents was the greatest generation because of all the changes that they had to deal with in their lives. And yes, Tom Brokaw wrote a book about that, The Greatest Generation. When I look back over the past 30 years, back in the early 90s, I read a book, The Frog in the Kettle by George Barna. He spoke about all the changes that would take place in the next 30 years because of our technology. And as we move from the 19th century or the 20th century into the 21st century. And in that book, he said something, I'm not quoting him exactly. But he said, in the next 30 years, due to our technology, we will experience an information overload and we won't know what to do with it. There will be so much information at our fingertips, we'll be amazed. Well, the reality is that today in front of you, most of you have your cell phones with you, and when you want something you want to know, you just pick it up. There you go. You got instant. You have all this information. How many of us are doing that today where we use our phones? We have this little device that sometimes sort of controls our lives. We want to know what's happening in our world instantaneously. We always want to be on the cusp of what's happening. I don't know about you, but I remember going to the movie theaters, and at the beginning we had those newsreels. Do you remember those? Those of you who grew up with me. Yes, and that's how we got our news. Today, when it happens 5 minutes later, it's on TV. We want things instantly. We also find it hard sometimes to change. You know, I look at even in our worship and in our lives together, we've gone through the worship wars in our own synod, praise services, traditional services, all these different things we've gone through. And in my time in ministry, I started out in the Lutheran hymnal. Some of you remember that. And then in 1980, we introduced Lutheran worship. And so for the next 26 years, that was our hymn book. And then in 2006, I was fortunate enough to be one of those to introduce the Lutheran service book you have now in our own district. And now we're using that. We've had change. We've experienced change. And the reality is that every one of us is changing. I just recognized that. I had to look at my wedding pictures from 50 years ago. I don't look the same, nor does my wife. At least that's good. They were at least growing together. And many of you have gone through those changes as well. The reality is, we have to talk about our resistance to change and whether we should change. And the reality that all of us are changing. That's a part of life. We struggle with change. Some of us resist it. Some of us don't want it. I know how the struggles we've had with even introducing all the various hymnals we've had. Every time we did it, the church has gone through a struggle. Why do we need to do this? The old hymnal was good for us. Yeah, when I came into ministry, there were still German services in a lot of churches. Because why? There were people who didn't want to change. They wanted to listen to it in German. All of that has changed over the years. I also was reading recently that with all the change we've had in our society today, when we talk about Christianity and the church, we are probably facing the reality that the church of today is probably closer to the church of St. Paul's day, filled with all the paganism around us. Think about that for a moment. We have an opportunity through changing lives to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ to a lot of people who really don't want any association with the church, with the gospel, or with Jesus Christ. When I first laid out this service, I was thinking a lot about the resistance to change. And I titled my message, Resistance to Change. But as I began to work on it, I thought, no, the real reality is resistance or change. Which is it? Where are you? Some of you sitting here told me that you're not real happy about some of the changes we have here. And some of you embrace those changes as good and healthy for the congregation. There is, yes, some tensions among us about whether we should resist change or whether we should embrace change. If we are all honest as humans in our sinful nature, we all struggle a little bit with change. We don't like it when people move our cheese. I like my cheese where it is. But sometimes it needs to be moved. Some of us remember the good old days. Oh, yes, I've heard that a lot of times, the good old days. And what we remember is the good about the good old days, but we often forget about the bad of the good old days. And if we really are honest about the good old days, they really weren't all that good sometimes. And what happened is a lot of things changed. Look over the last 30 years. I remember coming to my church at Messiah, and we were just introducing the use of computers. And boy, you should have seen the resistance to that. Well, I even resisted that. And some of us had to learn by the seat of our pants as we went along with all those changes. And yet today we embrace some of that. We love some of that. We love looking on our phones. I know, look at your families when they get together. I just had my family together, and some of them were always on their phones. Because that for them is what gives them some sort of security. The reality is that change is something we must all go through. It is real, and it impacts our lives. As I look at these young people over here, sitting here, you know, I remember working with kids a long time ago like that. And you know, I had one of them visit me last year, and we were visiting, and I called her kid, and then I said, well, you know, it has been a long time. I said, how old are you? She said, 53. And I said, well, I still call you a kid. Is that okay? You see, we have to embrace change. And through the changes, we need to see that what does not change is the gospel. Titus wrote, but when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Spirit whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior. Think about this. What happened over 2,000 years ago is still very important to each one of our lives. Our Lord and Savior laid down his life for each one of us. That message of the gospel, that salvation is the same today as it always has been and will be. Our God is the same in the past, the present, and the future. He loves us with an everlasting love. You see, as we age, we ought to be reminded that while we may resist it, aging brings with it changes. And yet, through all those changes of life, through that journey that each of us takes from the time we are born to the time we die, if you realize, Scripture reminds us, John tells us that when we are born, we begin the process of dying. Think about that. And that's a journey we all take. And yet what does not change in the midst of all of that is the good news of what God has done for us. His unconditional love for each one of our lives. From the very beginning of creation, God demonstrated that love for us there in the garden with Adam and Eve. It's so easy for us to get caught up. And sometimes we want to resist rather than embrace change. Sometimes we want everybody else to change, but I don't need to change. And the reality is, the only thing that does not change is that our eternal salvation has already been won for us. As we welcome Asa to the family of God through the waters of baptism, we are all reminded of that baptismal grace when we too were welcomed into God's family. You see, that's the first thing we need to think about. We will have discussions about the resistance or about changing our lives and changing some of the things we do together. We need to talk about that change. We need sometimes to embrace that change. And in the midst of all of it, we need to be reminded that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And what will never change, and it will always be there for us, is God's unconditional love, His forgiveness, and His guiding us to new places, to a continuing journey through the power of His love and grace. Amen.